the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome today. That was the Drifters. And why are we playing the Drifters coming in today? Well, today, on this day in history, October the 8th, in 1934, Doc Green was born, the baritone voice in the Drifters. So we'll celebrate a bit of his birthday today, hear the Drifters in and out of some of our sets. On this day in 1883, Dick Burnett was born, who was a singer-songwriter who wrote a song many of you remember called Man of Constant Sorrow. Maybe we can play a little Dylan playing that later on the program if we can find a copy. This is the day in 1910 that Gus Hall, American Union organizer and leader of the U.S. Communist Party, was born in 1910, who died in 2000. This is the day that Faith Ringgold, an amazing human being I had the real pleasure of interviewing, was born in 1934. Faith Ringgold was one of the great painted story quilt artists in American history, and she was born on this day in 1934. In 1940, Fresh Cash was born. He was a lead singer for the Impressions for a while, and in the Impressions, born on this day in 1940. We'll hear some Impressions during the course of the day as well. On this day, Jesse Jackson Sr. was born. Born Jesse Lewis Burns, October 8th on this day. Of course, we all know him as a civil rights icon, a member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And that picture of him there when Martin Luther King was murdered and assassinated. He was candidate for president of the United States in 1984, 1988, with his Rainbow Push Coalition and the first major interracial campaign for president of the United States for America. Was born on this day in 1941. This is a day in 1943. R.L. Stine was born, a great fiction writer for children who wrote the popular series Goosebumps. And we'll also hear today from Redbone, a great early Native American rock and roll and blues groups. Butch Rilera was born on this day in 1945. He was the guitarist with Redbone. We'll hear some of their music coming up. Also, the day for guitarists, Ray Royer was born today, who was guitarist with the Procol Harum. He was born in 1945, as was Teddy Riley in 1967, famous with the group Blackstreet. On this day, one of the first fights that took place between Native Americans and European colonists took place today in 1541 when De Soto fought the Caddo Indians in what is now Tula, Arkansas. This was the day in 1633 that the Massachusetts Bay Colony was formed. And this is the day in 1758 the Iroquois and Delaware Treaty was signed. Most people don't study that in American history, but it was a day in history that the Council of Easton created this treaty that was actually more to the benefit of the Iroquois and the Delaware than it was to the others, because they wanted to fight with the British against the French. And that was signed in 1758 that abrogated this other treaty called the Treaty of Albany, which really took land from the Indians, native people in this country. It was a very major day, at least in that period in our history. This was the day in 1775 that the Continental Army decided to ban African Americans, free and slave, from fighting in the Revolutionary War. They lived to regret that one, but they did that on this day in 1775. This was the day in 1778 that the great Mohawk chief Joshua Brant, his village was raided when he decided to fight for the French during that French and Indian War. This was the day in 1871 the Great Chicago Fire started. 300 people were killed. Almost 18,000 buildings were burned down. 100,000 people homeless. Huge event in American history in 1871. And part of that was because the entire city was built out of wood, from sidewalks to buildings, and that was the Great Fire of 1871. This was a day that the first women's prison was opened in Indiana in 1873, and this was a day that the National Farmers Union in 1933, which is part of a theme of part of our first hour today, forced President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to begin to deal with mortgage foreclosures of farms in our country. That happened on this day in 1933. This is a day in 1953 when Brigham, Alabama, bar Jackie Robinson's Negro White All-Stars from playing, and Robinson had to drop all the white players from his group. It was a big controversy back in the day in 1953 that he stood up and fought for. This was a day in 1967 when Che Guevara, leading a revolutionary force in Bolivia, was captured and then killed several days later by the CIA, who was managing the Bolivian army at that time. This was in 1969 that the first of those Days of Rage protests against the war in Vietnam took place for the Weather Underground in Chicago. That began a huge split in the anti-war movement. We'll do that another day. This is a day that in 1970, that Alexander Solzhenitsyn, won the Nobel Prize for Literature. And on this day in 1970, President Nixon tried to create a proposal to end the war by giving the United States a victory there by a ceasefire standstill that was rejected by the North Vietnamese and the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam. This was a day in 1971 that John Lennon released Imagine. And in 1973, there was the war. The October War was going on and was very conflicted about what was happening at that moment between Israel and Egypt and Jordan and Syria. And that war was in full bloom on this day in 1973. This is the day in 1982 that the Polish government banned the Solidarity Trade Union that eventually won, trying to destroy the union, but they could not. This is the day in 1987 that Chuck Berry walked into the Hall of Fame. And this is the day that the Israelis killed, in 1990, 17 Palestinians and over 100 wounded as they demonstrated at Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount. And this is also in 1998 that the United States House of Representatives voted to continue to go forward with the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, sent it to the U.S. Senate. So this kind of divide between right and left in America has many roots. This is one of them. This is also the day in 2008 the National Debt Clock ran out of digits to record the spiraling number of debt in this country, which is also part of a conversation about the future of America. So that's our day in history. Stay with us. We come back with the Institute for Policy Studies. Its 50th anniversary coming up, the importance of this institution, and how progressives are actually taking hold as part of the work being done by the IPS. Stay with us.